We've been talking a lot about WPF pixel shaders, but we really haven't talked in detail about what they actually are. So today we have Nikola Mikhailov with us. Sorry about that. He's going to give us an introduction to all the pieces of a shader as well as how to write one. So thanks for coming today, Nikola.
Thank you.
All right. So what is a pixel shader?
Pixel shader, well, there are a lot of people think different things about pixel shaders, and it's basically something that seems like a mystery for a lot of developers that never touched pixel shaders before, but actually it's just a set of software instructions. It's a small function or procedure that computes something. Typically it's used to calculate colors of individual pixels on the screen. It's executing on the graphics card, and it's executed very fast.
Right.
Also, it's primarily used to compute rendering effects, like fire, smoke, and stuff like that.
Sure.
And it's written in a shader language. So, for example, HLSL. It's very similar to C, so it's very easy to start writing pixel shaders.
So what's another example that it might be used for? You said normally it's rendering effects. What else could you use that shader for?
Well, you could basically use it for any computation.
Okay.
You could do physics computations. You can do some other maths computations. It's just very well suited for rendering effects because the architecture of the GPU is made in such a way that it can be parallelized to pixel shader code. So when you run pixel shader code, it usually executes on 8 parallel subprocessors or something like that. So it's really fast. It's not as good as general CPU for branching, ifs and stuff like that, but it's very good for sines, cosines, and all those computations. So I found one cool grayscale effect on someone's blog on the internet, and I think it's very good for our audience to go and take a look at that blog and see his tutorial and what he's done. The link is at the end of this presentation. A simple pixel shader that does grayscale needs those inputs. So we have a bitmap that we want to process. And then we have a location of the pixel that we want to process, and we use U and V to mean that the coordinates is basically from 0 to 1. That's what's typically
so
used.
It's looping through every single picture within the bitmap.
Yes.
And then from there...
Then we also have some additional parameter that we pass from WPF that specifies how much the bitmap is to be saturated. So if it's 1, it will be full color. If it's 0, it will be grayscale.
And that's just a custom property.
Yes.
Right, okay. Within this shader.
Yes, and then we just output the color based on the input that we get. This is how the pixel shader code looks like. And I picked it directly from that person's site, and has a good tutorial.
So great.
First, we input the bitmap in what we call a sampler register A0 of the GPU. And then there is some reference with code behind once you take a look at the samples that are included with this presentation on my blog. You will see this code behind, and you will be able to understand better how it works. We also input our float that we our desaturation factor.
Okay.
And that's how to do it, and the code in the code behind this is the magic function that kind of does it.
So just looking at this, I see like float 4, and I know that that is not C sharp. So we're looking at HLSL code?
Yes, and this is an FX file.
Okay.
And this file then is compiled to a PS file later.
Okay.
To
which
be executed on
that's
the GPU.
That's then used. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Float 4 is generally a structure of 4 floats. So you can store a color. RGB and alpha in it. This line, the green line, retrieves a pixel color at some location from the bitmap, and then we have our grayscale code, and then we just return the result.
Okay.
So, to start working with pixel shaders, you first need Visual Studio 2008 or Express Editions, and you need to install the SDK, the DirectX SDK from the Microsoft site, and then you just create a new WPF app, add your shader FX file, then you compile it, and then you in WPF you override the shader effect class.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is a little bit of code to link the WPF properties to the shader registers on the GPU.
Mm-hmm.
And then you apply the effect in XAML.
Okay.
There is also an easier way. I created a template that you can use.
Oh, great.
So just install the SDK, download the template, and start coding.
Oh, that's cool.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's as far as I will go today, explaining the slides. You can take a look at my blog and see how to connect WPF and the GPU in C#. It's pretty straightforward.
Okay.
I just want to show some samples.
That'd be great.
So here is one of the samples that I did. Let's first take a look at the ripple effect or twirl.
Okay.
Control K U. So you saw how this text changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll run it quickly to actually see it in action.
Oh, cool.
So that's what this pixel shader does.
And that's just a regular text block.
Yes.
Right?
And the cool thing is that the WPF slider designer in Visual Studio just works with effects. Let's show the toolbox. So I can...
Very good. Improvise in there.
Yes, I can get an ellipse and drag drop it on the designer surface.
Uh-huh.
And this is what I get.
Oh, wow.
So you can see the effect in action
on the
designer surface.
Oh, that's great.
You might think that this effect is reasonably hard or not straightforward to do, but if you look at the code behind, you'll see it's pretty easy. It's just three lines of code.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of returning the color of the current pixel,
mm-hmm.
we use some sines and cosines and some input value and return some other color of some neighboring pixel. That's all.
Cool.
And that's how it looks. Okay, so the next effect I wanted to try out was the light effect. I wanted to do something like a radial gradient brush.
Yeah, okay. I know I've tried to do that myself before, so
yes.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so I wanted to make it appear more of a light, so... I made an effect that is similar to a gradient brush,
mm-hmm.
but the color changes with the square of the distance
mm-hmm.
instead of linearly. So here's how it looks like.
It's great.
And you can take a look at the effect in code behind. All this effect does is it takes the current color and it calculates the distance from the center of the current pixel.
Uh-huh.
And then it just uses the square of the distance to calculate the resulting color.
Very cool.
This was also very easy to make.
And again, that's awesome that it's showing up in the designer. You don't have to run to actually see it.
Yes. I really liked how easy was it to connect WPF with the pixel shaders
mm-hmm.
and how easy was it to make simple effects that look cool and they execute fast
mm-hmm.
on the CPU and the GPU. That's the next effect, so I just have an image. And what I wanted to do is some kind of a zoom blur,
mm-hmm.
exploding star type of effect thingy. The way I did this, I calculate again the distance for each point to the mm-hmm. center of the image. And after that, I get a point along the line that goes through the center and that's my original pixel. And then I kind of... mix them together, so I get some kind of blur, and I also get some kind of expansion.
So, okay. So can you show that full screen?
Yes.
Because that looks really cool.
Here's how it looks like. It will be slow, because that's how I set up my animation, but I could set it to be very fast. I just wanted to show the light coming out of the star, and it's just an image. And
So is it increasing there?
Yes, and right now it's decreasing.
That's awesome.
And you can do those animations really easily in WPF.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the effect, you'll see that it has one input. This is the amount that I want to...
Kind of your randomizer.
Blur, zoom out, or whatever I want to do. And that's how I use it from WPF. I just set up a double animation and I say, change my amount from 0.0 to 0.6, and that's
it. Oh, okay. I got it. So you're animating that property. Awesome.
Yes.
So that's, I mean, that's another really powerful point to show out there, that your effects can be animated just like any other WPF element.
Yes. And you can use, you can have any dependency property in WPF linked mm-hmm. to the pixel shader.
Wow.
Do you want to see?
Yeah,
the code?
Yeah, okay. Certainly. Let's see here. The big finale? Is that,
okay.
Is that what we're up for?
I just used the shader effect class from WPF.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how you link the input.
Okay.
So the bitmap that comes into the pixel shader. You just define a property in the magic line or magic call that links it with the pixel shader is
right.
this function.
Okay.
Register pixel shader sampler property. And then if you want to have any other inputs for your pixel shader, just define a WPF dependency property.
Mm-hmm.
And you use this magic function. So that's the only difference with a typical WPF dependency property. You just mm-hmm. use this function that's provided by WPF, and in this case it will link the property to the the float zero register of the GPU.
Okay.
So it's pretty elegant and it's pretty simple
yeah.
to do all those effects. I think I was very excited to see it. I was doing pixel shaders before
mm-hmm.
with DirectX C++. And this is really elegant, and it allows for
so a lot of the work has been done for you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So, so you have a big blog post about all of this, right? On your
yes.
blog.
Yes. You can find all the samples there, and links to external blogs. You can find some more samples there, and some tutorials, and also the full slide.
Okay. Great. The whole slide deck.
Yes.
So, thanks a lot for coming.
Thank you.
Have an awesome demo that you could take us out on?
So I found this very cool demo
uh-huh.
on one person's blog, and I just want to show it. I think it's great. He did a really amazing job. So he did a water reflection demo, and that's how it looks like.
Wow.
You can find his blog on the
we'll
slides.
Link to it.
We'll
okay.
link to it. So that's his demo.
Great. All right. Yes. Well, thanks, Nicola.
Thank you.